England stand as independent bodies under the authority of George III. This is one reason why Jefferson did not concern himself in the Declaration with allegations against Parliament. America, he believed, was and always had been independent of Parliament. True independence meant renouncing allegiance to the king. Crucial arguments in a summary view reemerge in the Declaration, sometimes with similar wording. Especially important are its allegations against George III, which closely resemble the Declaration. In 1775, Thomas Jefferson was sent by the Virginia Convention to the Second Continental Congress meeting in Philadelphia. After Richard Henry Lee presented the resolution for independence, Congress appointed a committee of five to draft a declaration. The committee members represented various sections of the country. Thomas Jefferson was from the South. John Adams and Roger Sherman were from New England. Benjamin Franklin and Robert Livingston, an opponent of independence, were from the middle colonies. It was logical that Jefferson would be the penman of the Declaration. He received the most votes to sit on the committee, and since a Virginian made the resolution for independence, it was considered appropriate that a Virginian should write it. John Adams approached Thomas Jefferson to write the Declaration. Both men wrote accounts of this historic meeting many years after the event, and not surprisingly, the accounts do not entirely agree. Here is what John Adams had to say.
Mr. Jefferson came into Congress in June 1775 and brought with him a reputation for literature, science, and a happy talent of composition. Writings of his were handed about, remarkable for the peculiar